Beyond Issue 36, Listening Comprehension, Paper 3. You will hear a conversation between two friends. For questions 1 to 6, tick the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Hey, Deepa, did you read the news about the woman who died after undergoing surgery?
Yes, Ming. I did read about the complications that developed while she was having surgery. What a tragedy it was. I am sure her family members are devastated. It was a loss that could have been prevented.
She did have underlying health conditions, but it is a shame she chose to go overseas for the procedure. I mean, there are good doctors everywhere, but apparently she picked an unlicensed clinic.
I agree. A proper licensed clinic would probably be better equipped to help save her life. It can be hard to tell a licensed clinic from an unlicensed one in a foreign country. It is so sad that some people are willing to sacrifice their life and go under the knife just to look good.
Now, I don't think they are entirely to blame. The society as a whole can be really judgmental about appearances, especially when it comes to women. Celebrities who look exactly the same as they did just a few weeks after giving birth certainly do not help normal women to feel good about keeping on a few stubborn kilograms after having a baby.
Sadly, this is not a recent trend. Throughout history, people and women in particular have been using rather dangerous ways to enhance their looks. Did you know Queen Elizabeth I is said to have died from the toxic makeup she used?
I read that she used lead-based products to maintain a fair complexion. Sends a shiver down my spine just thinking about how many people followed her lead.
While she did not advertise her makeup products, anyone who is well-known has some degree of influence over the masses. That is why it is important for influencers to be responsible in what they flaunt, because many people look to them as a source of information.
Too often, people are lured by the money companies offer them to endorse products. It can be hard to turn down a deal that's worth $1 million.
True, but surely one's reputation is priceless? Endorsing inferior products is just immoral because it can cause people to lose money at best and suffer health problems at worst. But of course, if they have researched and tested the product and like it, there is nothing wrong in speaking for the brand.
I agree. Well, what about products that are so new to the market that there hasn't been enough time for studies to be done on them? Are we dismissing them prematurely?
I think it depends on one's risk tolerance. I mean, we can never be 100% sure about anything. How many times have we seen in history that a certain product that has been used for decades has suddenly been found to be linked to cancer?
Yes, and then every now and then we are told that something that has existed for a long time is actually beneficial for health, but nobody ever knew about it. We really shouldn't be too quick to judge. Perhaps reading expert opinions would help people make an informed decision.
There is so much information on the internet these days that consumers really have no excuse to not do their own research. It comes as a surprise to me that people can appear to be so ignorant when information is freely available.
The presence of contradictory information is probably why some people have a hard time knowing what is true and what isn't.
It can be quite a daunting task trying to sift through all that is out there. Still, reliable and reputable sources are accessible to everyone. Besides, there are always medical professionals, such as doctors, who can advise them.
This really does bring the question on whether freely available information helps or harms people, doesn't it?
I think it goes both ways. Education is important in helping people to navigate the vast amount of confusing information that is out there. Beyond teaching us how to evaluate information sources, having a scientific knowledge base can go a long way in helping us to understand what we read.
That is true. I found our social studies lessons to be invaluable when I encounter conflicting information online.